Is a tune that's been going through my head over the past week, and it's simply this: Jesus can satisfy the heart.
下一个呢，就是这个星期一直在我脑海里闪现的这一个歌曲呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他可以满足我的内心。The
world can't understand that.
这个世界理解不了这一点。And
I just read, I may have told some of you, I just read recently. A very brief biography of a man who at the age of 67 committed suicide.
因为我最近呢读到的那一个故事，一个故事呢就是一个人呢，他67岁的时候呢，他呢就自杀了。He
was a popular man. He made himself famous, I think, as an author. I'm not sure of all the details. He had wealth, and he had position, and he had fame, and he had sin.
所以这个里面呢，他呢，这个人呢，就说是他非常的有名，他让自己有名的方式呢，是他是一个作家，作家我不知道他到底写的什么，但是这个人呢，有金钱，有财富，也有他有名，还有他的罪。At
the age of 67, when he was full of drugs and full of alcohol, he took his life.
所以当他67岁的时候呢，当他呢尝遍了毒品，尝遍了酒精的时候呢，他自杀了。He
basically said, I should have done it earlier, because he said, since I turned 50, there's been nothing in life.
他说呢，他应该早点自杀，因为自从他50岁以后呢，人生呢对他是已经没什么意义了。All
he had was sin.
他所有的剩下的就是罪。But
this line says Jesus can satisfy the heart.
但这句话说呢，主耶稣基督可以满足你的内心。Gladness
and peace he can impart. Hallelujah.
因为那个幸福和平安，他都会给你。Each
passing day, all through life's way, no matter what the circumstances are, Jesus alone can satisfy the heart.
就每一天都过去了，不管你的生活在哪一个方向，在什么方式上，主耶稣基督呢，只有他可以满足你的内心。All
right, so we're going to sing it together. Simple tune, you learn it, you rejoice in the words.
我们来一起唱这个，就是旋律非常简单，你可以呢享受这一首歌。
Here we go now. Jesus can satisfy the heart. Gladness and peace he can impart. Each passing day, all through life's way, Jesus can satisfy. You sopranos have got to take those high notes now. Here we go. Jesus can satisfy the heart. Gladness and peace he can impart. Each passing day, all through life's way, Jesus can satisfy the heart. Amen. So if that's the case, what's next?
所以如果这是这样的方式，那下一个是什么呢？
And what's next is a little chorus that says, into my heart, Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I want you to come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
下一首歌呢，就是说进入我内心，进入我内心，进入我内心，主耶稣基督，进入我内心，今天，进入我内心，停在那里，进入我内心，主耶稣。
Here we go. Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come in. To my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen. Very good. We'll sing this one more time, too. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart,
Lord Jesus.
Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll look at a few scriptures together.
我们来做一个祷告，然后开始来学习一点经文。
Lord, our prayer is that you will come into our hearts.
主啊，我们的祷告是您能进入我们的内心。
We don't want to go through life with no satisfaction. We want Jesus to satisfy our hearts.
我们不想呢，在我们的人生中呢，内心得不到满足。我们想要接受主耶稣基督，因为他能满足我们的内心。Far
more importantly, we want to go into eternity with our sins forgiven to know the joy of the Lord forever.
所以呢，最更重要的是呢，我们要就是说我们的罪得到赦免，然后呢，我们就是说是来到永恒里跟主耶稣基督在一起，知道那样的喜乐。Help
us today, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
也求您帮助我们，我们祷告，我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this time of year is Thanksgiving.
这今年这个时候呢是感恩节。
Next Monday will be Thanksgiving Day.
下个星期一是加拿大的感恩节。
So the question is, was Thanksgiving Day a good invention?
意思就是说是，那么说呢，问题是感恩节它呢有什么好的意义呢？
And so if you ask people about Thanksgiving Day, they will probably tell you that when the Puritans first came to North America, just after Christopher Columbus, they established the Thanksgiving Day.
所以这个呢，就是你要问那一些人呢，他们会说呢，当那个哥伦布发现美洲以后呢，他们来到这里以后，在他们第一个收获的季节呢，他们设立了感恩节。
It came at the end of the harvest season.
因为他们来到就是那个就是收获季节的末尾。They
were thankful for the prosperity of the new country.
他们呢就是非常感恩，他们在一个新的国家里，他们能够成功。They
were thankful to God for all the blessings that He had brought them.
他们要感谢神，就是因为神呢给他们所有的赐福。And
so they established Thanksgiving Day.
所以他们设立了感恩节。
American Thanksgiving Day is earlier than Canadian Thanksgiving Day, isn't it?
Yes. 所以美国的感恩节它比我们早一点，是不是？
And I think that's because the snow comes in Canada earlier than it does in the United States. So our harvests come in before they do in the United States. And so from the same kind of logic as they use in the States, we have in Canada a Thanksgiving weekend. It'll be next Sunday, Monday.
这个里面呢，就是说，它跟美国类似的，就是我们在加拿大呢也有一个感恩节，就是下个星期天，星期一。But
the question is, where did Thanksgiving Day come from?
现在问题是呢，就是感恩节是从哪里来的呢？
And the answer is, it wasn't an American invention. It was God's invention, God's commandment.
这个呢，答案是呢，不是美国人发明的，是那个神发明的，是神呢命令我们的。
And you may remember that there were in the days of the children of Israel, from the days of Moses onward, there were seven feasts of Jehovah.
在这个里面呢，你们都知道，在摩西那个年代呢，就是在摩西那里，他们有那七个节期，耶和华的节气。
Seven special feast days that the Lord built into the calendar.
那个七个特别的那样的一个节期呢，主呢设立在那个日历里面的。
And you can read all about them in the book of Leviticus chapter 23. For the sake of time, we're going to move quickly this morning.
因为如果你想读的话呢，你可以在利未记的第23节里面读到这样的。那么说今天呢，因为时间的关系呢，我们要
There was a feast of Passover to remember that they just come out of Egypt. That was immediately followed by the feast of unleavened bread or the feast of don't sin.
紧跟着呢，就是说是那个就是除酵节，除酵节的意思呢就是不要犯罪。
And so when they came out of the land of Egypt, they were to leave the sins of Egypt behind them.
所以当他们从那个就是说是埃及出来以后呢，他们把那个罪呢留在了埃及。
Then there was the Feast of First Fruits, which is a picture of all the blessings that God leads his people into.
所以呢，就是说，现在呢，跟着的就是初熟节，初熟节呢，这个时候呢，就是说是纪念神给他们所有的赐福。
Then there was the Feast of Pentecost, which is the feast that reminds us that the Holy Spirit has been given to the Christian.
然后呢，就是有五旬节，五旬节这个就纪念呢神的圣灵降临在基督徒们身上。
Following that was the Feast of Trumpets, which basically says God is going to lead his people.
然后呢，跟着呢就是吹号节，吹号节呢就是表明呢神呢会带领他的子民。
And then the Feast of the Day of Atonement, which means God's going to cover their sin.
在那个就是罪，就在那个节期以后呢，就有一个赎罪日。赎罪日呢，他就是说神呢会呢就遮盖他们的罪。
And lastly, the Feast of Tabernacles.
最后呢就是祝棚节。
And that feast is basically the Thanksgiving feast.
所以那个节日呢，基本上都是一个感恩节。
It was at the end of harvest season.
它是在那个收获季节的末尾。It
was for 8 days long.
这个呢，在当时呢有8天时间那么长。It
was a time to give thanks to the Lord for all his goodness to his people.
所以呢，是那个时候呢要感谢神，他对他的子民的所有的良善。Just
give me a moment just to check here. Leviticus chapter 23, turn there.
大家可以翻到利未记的第23章。
Leviticus 23, and we're going to start reading at verse number 39.
利未记的第23章，我们要从第39节开始读。
It says, also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath.
第三节就是说你们收藏的地的出产，就从七月十五和七月十五日起，要守耶和华的节，七日第一日为安息日，第八日也为安息日。
And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days.
第一日要拿美好树上的枝子和棕榈树上的枝子，与墨蜜树的枝条，并西边的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。
So sometimes I think we've shortchanged ourselves.
因为我认为呢，我们要有时候呢，我们要改变自己。
I would rather have Thanksgiving Day for a week rather than just a day.
所以呢，我宁愿呢，我们有一个星期的感恩节，而不是一天。Has
the Lord been good to us?
神对我们很好吗？
How many of you couldn't afford breakfast this morning?
所以你们中间有几个人呢，就是说是买得起早餐呢？
The Lord's given us all kinds of good things to enjoy.
所以主呢，赐给我们所有的这样的美好东西，让我们去享受。
Turn over in the next book to the book Deuteronomy, chapter number 28.
因为大家翻到下一本书，下一本书就是《生命记》的第28章。
And verse 47 is a marvelous verse. Chapter 20, Deuteronomy
28:47.
It says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
就是呢，因为你们负责的时候不欢喜乐意的侍奉耶和华你的神。
We are to be a thankful people, a happy people, a joyful people, a glad people, because he has given us the abundance of all things.
所以我们必须呢，成为那样的，就是说是有喜乐的人，有那个就高兴的人，要有感恩的心的人，因为呢，神赐给我们这些所有的美好的东西。
So the question is, why does the Christian sing?
现在问题是呢，为什么基督徒那样犯罪呢？
Okay.
唱歌了？
Not because a cell phone goes off.
所以呢，刚才犯错了。为什么基督徒要唱歌呢？并不是因为手机响了。
A Christian sings because God loves us.
基督徒歌唱呢，是因为神呢，就是爱我们。
The Christian sings because God has given us so much to enjoy.
所以基督徒歌唱呢，就是因为神赐给我们如此多的东西，让我们享受。
Now, in the Bible, the fact that people are not thankful is a terrible sin.
现在呢，在圣经里，那就是说是这些人呢，他们不存感恩的心的人呢，是一个可怕的罪。
God says that we are supposed to be thankful.
神说呢，我们应该感恩。
And the first step in departure from God is not being thankful.
因为首先的第一步呢，就离开神的，就是你们不感恩。And
the second step in the first step in return to God is to be thankful.
所以呢，第一步回到神这里是你要感恩。All
right. So anyway, I'm trying to do two things at the same time here, and I'm getting confused.
那有两件事情，他可能同时在干扰他，他有点那个很乱。The
central theme of Thanksgiving is to be thankful to God.
所以呢，那个感恩的中心主题呢，就是你要感谢神。So
I want you to listen next weekend.
因为你下个周末呢，那就是来听。And
I want you to listen to the news broadcast. And find out how many newscasters are going to say, this is Thanksgiving weekend. God has been good to us in Canada.
另外，你们听所有的，就是说是广播啊、电视啊，所有的媒体呢，去看看在周末的时候有多少那些就是主持人呢，他会说呢，我们这是一个感恩节的周末，是因为神对那个加拿大如此的好。
We have a problem in Canada. We forget God.
我们在加拿大存在一个问题，因为我们忘记了神。
So, I'm just going to get you to turn now to the book of 1 Kings.
大家翻到列王记上。
And you're going to give me a moment to find the verse that I want.
大家给他一点时间来找到那他想要找的经文。
First Kings chapter, chapter 13. Chapter 12, we're getting closer. All right, First Kings chapter 12.
列王记上第十二章。
And verse 31. I'll give you the context briefly, and then we'll take a look at the story. There was a man by the name of Jeroboam.
这个里面呢，就是第31节，我跟大家讲一下上下文的关系。一个人叫耶罗波安。
And he said, I want to be king.
他说呢，我想成为王。
And so he rebelled against God's king, Rehoboam, and he set up his own kingdom.
所以呢，他呢，就是说是背叛了神的王，就是那个罗伯安，他自己成为了神。
And then he said, now, if I'm king in my kingdom, and the people in my kingdom go back to Jerusalem to worship God, then they'll follow Rehoboam instead of me.
这个呢，他说呢，就是说，如果呢，我成为了国王，我的国王呢，就是说，我的子民呢，他们去耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候呢，他们会跟从罗伯安，而不是跟从我。
So for political reasons, he established his own religion.
所以是出于政治的因素呢，他呢建立了他自己的宗教。
Do you think that's the only time that's ever happened?
你认为那是这发生过，只发生过那么一次吗
？All kinds of people, many, most of the big religions in the world that are opposed to God, they were all established for this reason. We need a religion that is opposed to God's religion, because if people follow God, they won't follow me.
这个里面呢，就是在世界上所有的那些内心的人呢，他们都是出于这个原因呢，就是建立他们自己的宗教，因为他们说呢，如果他们想要人们不跟从不跟从神的话，跟从他们自己的话呢，他们必须呢建立他们自己的宗教。
So let me just read what he did, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 31.
我们来读一下他做的什么，第十二章第31节。
Jeroboam made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi.
这个里面第31节说，耶罗波安在高处那里建殿，将那不属于利未众子的平民立为祭司。
And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar.
这个耶罗波安定8月15日为节期，像在犹大的节期一样，自己在坛上献祭。
So Jeroboam invented another Thanksgiving day.
所以耶罗波安呢，他发明了另外一个感恩节。
It was the same kind of feast that they had in Jerusalem.
所以呢，就是说他们在耶路撒冷曾经有的那样的一个节期的类似的节期。
It lasted for the same amount of time.
所以呢，就是以同样的时长。
And it was on the same time of the month, only it was a month later. Instead of starting on the seventh month, the 15th day, started on the eighth month, the 15th day.
所以他们发生在呢，就是说那个月的同样的一个日期，就是实际上呢是稍微晚的一个月，本来应该是7月15号这个节气开始的，他发明的这个是8月15号开始。
So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart.
然后他在伯利也是这样，向他所住的牛犊献祭，又在伯特利为他所建造的高处设立祭司。
And he ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense.
因为然后呢，他在八月十五日，就他自己心里私自所定的月份，为以色列的人立作节期的日子，在伯特利上坛烧香。
So he said, we need a Thanksgiving day here in our country too, and we're not going to let them go back to Judah, to Jerusalem. They might follow the other king if they did that. We'll have our own Thanksgiving day.
他说呢，我们在这里，我自己的国家呢，设立了一个新的感恩节。我不想让我的子民呢，去到那个耶路撒冷，犹大地的耶路撒冷去过那个节期，因为他们有可能跟从那里的王。所以呢，我们在我们自己的国家设立了一个感恩节。
And I want you to note the key words in the middle of the last verse, which says, He ordained a feast unto the children of Israel.
因为啊，大家呢，就是说注意一下，在最后一节的33节里面，这个关键的一句话，是为以色列人立作节期的日子。
The feasts of the Lord are all feasts to the Lord.
因为那个主的节呢，就是都是向主的节。
This is a holiday to the children of Israel.
这是以色列人的他们的假日。
The true Thanksgiving Day says, Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you've done for us.
真正的感恩节那时候是感谢主为您为我们所做的所有的美事。
Thanksgiving Day is thanks to Canada, thanks to me and my friends. We've got all this wonderful stuff. It's all from us. We are good people. That's what basically.Thanksgiving Day is if you forget God.
那么在这里的时候呢，你们应该感谢加拿大，感谢我，感谢我呢，感谢我设立的这个事情呢。我们如此的成功呢，是因为我们都是非常好的人，所以他们呢就是设立这个，是因为他们忘记了神。
He had a Thanksgiving Day, but he basically was saying, "I want you all to give thanks."To Israel and mainly to me, because you see, I'm the one who's the political leader here, and I'm your king. And so we can have a great big feast, 8 days, and you can say what a wonderful man I am.
因为这个里面呢，他设立了这样的一个感恩节呢，他说呢，就是说你们呢，基本上要感谢那个以色列这个国，你们要感谢我，因为是我设立这个国，所以呢，我呢是这么多么好的一个人，你们必须都向我感恩。你看我是个多好的人，哈哈。
The Apostle Paul uses a very interesting argument. It goes like this.
因为使徒保罗用了一个很好的论点是这样的。
He says, "What have you got?" That you didn't receive.
他说呢，就是说呢，你们得到的是你们没有收到的吗
？What have you got that you didn't receive?
如果你得到的，你没有得到的东西了。
Okay. So you say, well, I look myself in the mirror, and frankly, I look pretty good.
就是你说，那照着镜子说呢，啊、哦，我是个很好的人。
And why is that?
那么这是什么？为什么这样
？Because God gave you a good face.
是因为神呢赐给你一个漂亮的脸嘛。
So what do you say? You say, thank you, Lord, you made me good looking.
所以呢，我说主呢，感谢您呢，让我长得漂亮。
What have you got that God didn't give you?
所以呢，如果神呢没有给你。
You say, I'm really strong.
如果你说那神没给你呢，你不是神给你，说我是个很强大的人。
Who gave you good muscles and didn't give it to somebody else?
所以呢，谁赐给你这样的好的肌肉，没有赐给别人呢
？Well, that was God.
那是神。
You say, well, I'm pretty rich.
你说我非常的有钱。
Who gave you the ability to make money that...
谁赐给你这样的能力去赚那么多钱呢？
Wasn't it all from God?
是不是都是从神来的了？
Every single thing we've got, we got from God.
我每一个简单的东西都是我们得到的，都是从神那里来的。
What is the devil's lie?
那么魔鬼的谎言是什么？
Don't worry about God, you did it yourself.
所以呢，不要管神，因为是你自己做到的。
No.
不是。
God is the one we give thanks to.
所以我们应该向神呢，献上感恩。
Everything we got from him.
因为我们每一件我们得到的东西都是从神得到的。
How terrible for us to pretend that we don't have to give thanks to the God who gave it to us.
这个是多么可怕的事情，如果我们不向神呢献上感恩，因为是神赐给我们所有一切的这样的一位神呢。
Will you be very careful on Thanksgiving weekend to make sure you give thanks to God for all the good things he's given you?
你要非常仔细的小心，在这个感恩节的周末呢，你要确保你就是说是要献要给神献上感恩，因为他赐给你所有的一切的美事。
The devil isn't thankful, you know.
你要有感恩的心，是不是？
And the people who follow him aren't thankful either.
因为那些人呢，就是跟从那些不感心的人呢，他们的内心也不感。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, simple stories this morning, but we want to thank you for Thanksgiving Day.
你主要今天早上是一个简单的故事，我们要为您呢，献上感恩，为了感恩节。
And we want to thank you for the multitude of the things you've given us that cause us to be thankful.
所以我们要感谢您呢，就是说是您赐给我们如此众多的东西，让我们有感恩的心。
And mostly we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who came to die on a cross to save sinners like me.
因为我们最应该感恩的是主耶稣基督呢，他呢来到那个十字架上呢，为我们罪人而死，就像我这样一个罪人。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.